Hello, guys. Welcome back. We haven't done a podcast in forever. So we're back.
Really?
You're not supposed to talk in the first seat. That's okay. As much as me talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad news. We couldn't get the microphones to work, so we'd have to do it off the computer, but hopefully it still sounds good. Okay. Stop it. Just let me talk. Jerk. Anyway, yeah, as you can probably see, we have guest Miles on.
See?
As you can probably hear, just shut up. You're not supposed to be in the scene. This guy's annoying. You guys feel me? All right. Anyway, I don't know. Just stop it. Anyway, we're eating our pizza and we are chilling. So recently, we made another big guy video because we haven't in a while. So we said, "Yeah, why don't we just do a podcast again?" It was Miles' idea. Thank you, Miles. Don't say anything. Oh my god, don't say anything. All right, whatever. Let's get to it. Oh my god, stop.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna run around. I don't know.
Welcome to the show, Miles Goldberg.
Hi. I've known you since I was born, so. Hi.
What? Okay.
You said welcome to the show like you'd never met me before.
So welcome to the show. I didn't say welcome to my life. Welcome to your life.
This is really bad.
No. What has happened in our life since our last podcast?
Samuel's gotten more dopey.
Yeah, Samuel's gotten stupider. He's gotten fatter, too.
Yeah, a lot fatter.
Is
that a word or more fat?
We're in school, 4 days now, or, Oh, and starting this week, it's 5 days. It's still an early dismissal
day. But today's Sunday, so starting next week. Starting tomorrow.
You're so weird.
I know.
Okay, so, pretty much, I need you to do me a favor.
What?
I'm eating on this podcast, right? I mean, I'm chilling.
So am I.
Yeah, but I'm a big guy. I like food. If I ever stuff a lot of pizza in my mouth, I'm gonna do a code word.
The code word
is snail. If I bring up snail into a conversation, then talk to yourself. Just kind of stall. And then once I swallow.
What's a swallow?
I said, once I swallow my pizza.
What's a
stall? Shut up.
What's a stall?
You stall. It'd be like, and then, oh, blah, blah. And just,
okay.
Sing a song. I don't care. Anyway.
Hey, you want to know my favorite animal?
No.
Snail.
Is that your code word, too?
No. My code word's, dog.
Dog?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, so, let's talk.
Big Guy Videos, Inc.
What has happened so far? I finished 3 sitcoms.
Seinfeld, Friends, and Big Bang Theory.
Seinfeld? No. Snail.
I love you.
Okay. Seinfeld, which was good, funny. Friends, which is pretty funny, yeah. Big Bang Theory, which is my new favorite show.
Sheldon Cooper.
No, Cooper.
Snail. I like this doll. So fun. In the broken elevator from the Big Bang Theory. I'm weird.
Okay. Yeah, you are weird. So, now I watch a show called Cheers. Cheers is funny. Yeah.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name?
Don't even want to know. Okay. Me and Miles are watching a new show.
Oh, yeah. The Nickelodeon.
It's a new show on Nickelodeon.
Dog.
Called Drama Club.
Dog.
Oh. Hey, have you guys heard about our sponsor today? Well, our sponsor today is eHarmony. Have you guys ever had trouble finding love?
I'm done.
It shouldn't. Oh,
this is amazing.
It shouldn't be a stretch. Finding love on eHarmony is simple. You just have to do something. I don't know. I've never been on eHarmony. It sounds.
By the way, it's not sponsored.
It is sponsored. Sorry, eHarmony.
You can give us money if you want.
You might have seen the eHarmony commercials, but shut up, stupid. idiot. People find Love on eHarmony every 14 minutes. Bruh. Check them out.
I can't wait to make out with people.
Ew, what? No! Mark! Please pardon him. He's really weird.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's next? That weird picture of Dad in the corner?
So, yeah, this show, Drama Club, it's like a documentary, sort of. Doesn't really make any sense. It's supposed to be like a school? Or the Drama Club? Nail!
Hey, this sponsor is eHarmony. eHarmony is so awesome. Have you seen David? He's the best.
Good smelling.
Oh, pizza, justy thick. Ooh. That weird picture, Dad's weird.
Okay, stop smelling.
Okay, cool. Drama Club of the show. Let's talk about something else.
So recently, our gym, like my dad has like a, like his, my mom and my dad have like a, their own like gym type thing.
And then I am the movie theater and the music center and the podcast studio.
We get it.
And recently
it flooded, but literally at the same time, I was like, there was like a dart on the ground and we have like a dartboard. I threw the dart at the wall and I hit my first ever bullseye. I had like a terrible time because, you know.
Why'd you even throw the dart at that time?
I don't know. All right. It's time for Big Guy Exclusive.
What?
Look on our next few videos, okay?
Bamboo!
So, our first video is called Beyond the Garage Door.
Okay,
so it is a movie, and it has got a big twist at the end called Beyond the Garage Door, and we are going to...
Don't tell them what it's about.
Yeah. No, it's about Miles gets locked in the garage door. That's all I'm going to tell you. He gets locked in his garage, okay? And then there's something weird going on besides outside the garage door, and he hears it, but he doesn't really know. Okay, our second movie is called Bamboo vs. Bo. I'm going to play a character named Bo.
It's a real thing we made up that we decided to make into a big guy video.
Longtime rivals with, like, evil powers and good powers. I can't tell you Bamboo or Bo has them. You'll have to find out. Get sent to Earth and look for each other. It's going to be great. Okay. Yeah.
I found this random bamboo stick at camp.
Well, you just decided to throw that in there.
Yeah, it was a piece of tape on it.
Okay. Last but not least, Miles, I haven't even told you about this last idea. I came up with it while we were on that walk today.
Yeah.
Hold on, snail me for a second.
Okay. ASMR time.
Snap, snailing. Oh my god. Okay. So, Miles is just a straight viber guy, right? He's like, ooh, I'm so cool. And he's like a hot shot, you know, he's trying to do all these things. I literally just made up that hot shot part and stuff. That I come in a blazer. I'm wearing a blazer.
Who's the hot shot?
You. And then I come in a blazer and I'm like, Miles is a fragment of Miles' imagination. And I'm coming.
I'm like Freddy Krueger.
No, I'm not a bad guy.
I am.
I'm just, no.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm guiding you through your life. It's going to be inspirational. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, gross.
Shut up, you idiot.
What? You know, we don't make inspirational videos.
Mm-hmm. Or podcasts.
We made, like, you just, you running around the house with, camera shots that'll make you throw up all leading up to you trying to scare me.
Scaring Miles. Yeah, I remember that. No. It's enough for a second.
Okay. I like pizza. I don't know what to snail.
Okay, I finished my pizza. Now, no more snail.
Woohoo!
Okay. So, yeah. Sharing Miles at the end, it was like a 5-minute video. I put so much effort into making this thing. Like, I got Dad involved. There was like three parts.
I don't even know how you stole the remote.
I remember there was a remote up in their mom and dad had like an identical remote. Had like an identical remote. Okay, so by the end, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the video, Miles didn't get scared. And I was like, whoa, we did it! And pretended
one of the obvious reasons is because I just randomly heard, look beside you!
Yeah, that was a giveaway. So, me and Miles, Miles, tell them what exciting thing we did recently. That's not what we did.
I don't know. What did we do?
What are you talking about?
We,
Are you kidding me?
What?
It was so huge. You don't remember what we did?
No.
Oh, you're kidding.
What?
You don't remember?
No, what?
Guys, he knows. He knows.
What did we do?
He knows. What are you... You know! What do you do? Just tell the viewers!
I feel like it's one of
Tell the viewers! Bro!
Oh, we made another big guy video.
No, that's not what we did! Tell the viewers the big, big, big thing! Mom and dad were there. We were like, yes, we did it! That's literally what you said. It was like, yes, we did it! With double the enthusiasm. You don't remember what we did? Dude, this guy.
You did the Breakfast Club arm?
No, what are you talking about, bro? Bruh. Dude, are you don't know? Oh my god.
We did our 10-minute celebration on this.
Oh my god. Why don't you remember?
Okay, can you just tell me what it is?
It was nothing. I was pranking you. I was pretending,
I was
pretending there was something there, but there wasn't.
You did another one of those pranks, and by the way, I did air quotes there.
Ah, you're wrestling, tackling them. Okay, so yes, we did. We hadn't posted a big guy video for 5 months, and why? I don't know, we're lazy.
Yeah.
We made Miles Gets Possessed 3, like, a week ago. That pretty much got it.
You guys remember the Chug Challenge? We just made another one.
Yeah, we made another Chug Challenge with, like, those two weird British Indian guys.
That one guy drank terrible chocolate milk, apparently.
Yeah.
And had the most beautiful singing voice.
Okay. I have a challenge for us. When this thing hits 12 minutes, we're going to go until 13 minutes in character in those stupid, YouTubers.
Indian.
Yeah, that, like, so we play two stupid YouTubers. All they want is, like, likes and likes.
Why don't you tell them about Jelser after
you okay. I'll tell you. Okay. You ready? So it's about to hit 12 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Bros! What is going on, my guys?
Hello, it's me, I'm Miles.
We're on Spotify right now with our new podcast. Can you like and subscribe to this podcast? I don't even know if you can.
Hey, guys, what? We are officially 12 minutes and 20 seconds into this.
We're all like, what? That requires some celebration. Wait. Are we singing and not even giving them a chance to have a party too? You will have a party after you click that follow button on Spotify. Are you ready? Click it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I didn't tell you the chance if you did your own mythical beast. But if you didn't, I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Miles
6,000. We're all in Miles, bro.
We're gonna leave in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're done. We're done.
That was annoying. Tell them about Jelser.
Okay, Jelser. Okay. So yeah, that was good. We did that.
We did amazing.
We did fabulous. So Jelser is this character I came up with, like, that just yells and yells and yells. He's like, yo, what? It's a Jelser. He's like that. He's like, she just always yells. He's so annoying. He yells like this. He's like, yo, what? It's a Jelser. Whenever, there's something in the shower or something like that. So, yeah, it's cool.
Hey, like and subscribe, or this spider will crawl into your bed tonight.
Yeah, something stupid like all the YouTubers do. Like, that's like just another YouTuber thing. Like, we like to pretend we're like stupid YouTubers. Anyway, yeah, it's like.
Oh, tell them about the Instagram account.
He had him an Instagram for account for when I'm real Jelser. Mm-hmm. And then I FaceTimed Miles from it. He was like, real Jelser's calling? What? Yeah, because we went to a island. No, not an island.
Keika.
Yeah, we went to Keika for spring break. Easter Bunny came. It was a blast.
The next month, a great old blast.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't even know what you just said.
The next month, a great wolf lodge.
So
they went to Grey Wolf Lodge.
Why are you bringing that? So nobody cares.
Spring break.
All right.
We're talking about spring break.
Yeah, and I bet. And our cat stayed at home. Interesting. Yeah. So our cats. Yeah. So let's talk about our cat. We had a.
Come on.
Oh, I'm training for the stupid 5K thing, right? I mean, it's cool and all, right? But
what you didn't do with your pants.
My body cannot take it. It's like, I can't do it. Like, oh my god. Tomorrow, it's like run, just like run.
Run 19 minutes.
Yeah, run for 19 minutes straight, and then walk for 2 minutes. Yeah, walk for 2 minutes. Run really, really hard for 1 minute. Walk for 2 minutes. Run really, really hard for 1 minute. Walk for 2 minutes. Run really, really hard for 1 minute. Walk for 1 minute. We're done. 19 minutes. That's like 23 minutes right there. Boys.
It's like Jelser. All
right. We got to go on for a second, and we'll be back. I'll be back. Now, a message from a sponsor that is totally real, not just a sponsor we made up. Have you ever eaten a lot of shrimp?
I've been there.
Been there, done that. IKR. Well, now we got you covered. I love shrimp. I am among the many people who love shrimp. So, if you're ever eating a lot of shrimp, so hold on. Our founder, Oliver Goldberg. One time, it was Easter.
Hey, mention his partner, Miles.
He wasn't dying of shrimp eatage.
Wait,
New Year's Eve.
No,
Oliver Goldberg ate a lot of shrimp.
Wasn't it Valentine's Day?
It was Valentine's Day. Oliver Goldberg ate a lot of shrimp. He was laying on the couch and said, "Ugh, I'm eating so much shrimp, I'm going to die of shrimp eatage." So he got help from Miles Goldberg. Together, they made the Shrimp Eatage Foundation.
It's only $5 billion, but
it's only $5 billion to get shrimp eatage surgery. So get one now, dude. They give such good service. They literally give you shrimp eatage death free shrimp.
Also,
it is so crazy. Like I mean, it tastes like crap, but it's so cool. I would just eat a bunch of shrimp and then pay the $5 million forward just to get that shrimp. Okay.
Hey,
now back to the shrimp.
They also give you free Diet Coke.
Yeah, free Diet Coke, too. Now back to the show. Hey, guys, that was just a word.
Thank you, Shrimp Eatage!
Yeah, for sponsoring this video! Yeah, that was a joke we made.
Sorry, eHarmony.
That was a joke we made on Valentine's Day, and we decided to put it in the video because we wanted to share our joke with you, or the Shrimp Eatage.
We were bored.
Yeah, that was the actual story, though, how we came up with that stupid joke. Yeah, you were just chilling. So!
But no, you weren't feeling like you were dying. Wait, were you?
Do you have shrimp eatage? Shut up, you're so weird. Okay, so.
I need to fart.
Okay, go away, not the viewers, go, stop.
Wait, do you hear
that? No, stop, what? Oh my god, what? No,
hopefully stop. I might pick that up.
That was gross. Okay, let's do a little challenge, okay?
Challenge. 5 seconds, subscribe.
Four. 3, 2, 1.
Hopefully you could do that. What's the original challenge?
Okay, so, Miles.
What?
You have a fear.
What?
It's being locked inside of that, the storage room.
No, I'm not going. I'm not doing it.
He failed the challenge!
Okay, you have a fear.
What's my fear?
Dad pulling you, Dad dragging you, and your butt sticks out.
What?
I bet you could do that. Okay, buddy boys, it's time for me to urinate. Let's see.
So I'm actually not gonna... So I'm gonna go up and Miles is gonna talk to you guys, like, alone?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I'm gonna go up to pee, and you're just gonna talk to
me. I don't like being in the basement by myself. I'm too wimpy.
He is a bit of a wimp, isn't he?
Bye-bye!
Miles is gone. It's time to gossip about Miles.
Miles is such a weirdo, right? Yeah, you guys agree. Spam, right, I agree in chat. So, he's like right now asking for dessert. He's still a pig. I mean, come on, boys. Yeah, one time he literally cried. It was this morning. Like, bruh. Oh, I am going to pee. Oh, all right, now, guys, I'm going to...
I knew Ollie was gossiping about me. Now it's time to get him back. He's such a weird boy. He like pretends to talk to the cat, but with his own voice, and like he made like Abigail Treason. Abigail Treason.
Hey, so I heard Miles' gossip thing about me.
Abigail Treason.
Yeah, if you don't know who Abigail Treason is, that my show. Here, let's think back, Miles. You play mom, okay?
I don't. Oh yeah, I remember now.
Okay. Where are you?
Ollie, you just told me that.
Do a woman or something.
Ollie, you just told me you had a crush. Well, who is it?
It's this chick named Abigail Treason.
Yeah, I totally believe you about that.
Yeah, she's from Sweden, but she came here in the middle of the year and left it like a few months after.
Did she like you?
Yeah, she digged me, and I was all like, woo! But it's too bad, and it's way too bad.
Well, you know I'm gonna look her up in the yearbook, right?
Well, she was Sweden in the middle of the year.
What is that voice you
she
have?
She came from Sweden in the year. And then she was like, when she left, you know, so sad. She's like,
I've never heard of the last name Treason. Did you just randomly come up with the spot because there's a tree right there?
Nah, bro, that's trash, though.
Okay, well,
she was fake. And then I Googled blonde fifth grader.
Then me and my dad edited her and made it her saying, "Hi, I'm Abigail Treason. And I know Ollie likes me, and I do too. Except the problem with him is he always farts, and when he goes to red cats, he's crazy."
Yeah, that's because I used to, like, baby talk. Like,
"Oh, I love you. Oh, my gosh,
And so I used to do that to Samuel, like, every time I talked to Samuel. But then I managed to do something funny. So Miles was always making fun of me for it.
And now I'm used to it.
Yeah, okay. Miles was always making fun of me for it. So then over the trip to Keuka Lake on spring break, I stopped.
Apparently.
No, I did stop.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I control it. I could do it whenever I want, but it's not an instinct now. But it is an instinct for Miles, so I transitioned the weird habit over to Miles.
Yeah, it'll leave my head sometime.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. I don't know what else there is to put in this. We should end this podcast soon.
No, we should talk about your last dumb big guy video. Did you delete that one?
What?
The dance battle.
Oh, yeah, no, let's not talk about that. But Miles Gets Possessed 3 came out, and I had a good idea. It was like 5 minutes. Recently I watched The Matrix, which if you guys have never seen The Matrix, it is Keanu Reeves. It's a good movie, you should watch it. But it had like, yeah, remember that? And it starts off, you don't know what is going on. So I decided to make for the third Miles Gets Possessed movie, you're not supposed to know what is going on.
Hopefully you don't.
And then later in the movie, you do find out what is going on. Like in The Matrix.
I'd be very confused if you did.
If you don't know, check it out.
Just like
not The Matrix, check out our movie.
Apparently like you knew The Notebook, and Mom's like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, I know the ending for The Notebook. And Mom was explaining to me that don't tell the viewers the ending though, because they might be in the middle of The Notebook right now. They might be like, "Ooh, Notebook is good," and Mom wants to listen to the podcast. Oh no! I just found out the ending. I found out the chick was sleeping with another girl. That's not the ending.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, it's New Mexico on the map. Oh, look, it's Texas. Oh, Texas is such a big state. Oh, right, Texas should, is a big old state.
End the podcast right now, I mean.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we ended the podcast a little early. We usually said about 15 minutes, but we really didn't just know what to talk about. So this is our closing shot. I hold on. All right, so.
Hey, why did you take your sock off?
It got hot. Whatever.
What?
Okay, all right.
Guys, thank you for listening to
Big Eye Podcast Inc. You know, we are hoping to do some more. Oh my god, what are you, wow, why are you taking your shirt off? Stop, you're so weird. All right, see you next time on Big Eye Podcast Inc. Miles, say.
Pineapple.
Do the sound.